America back.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How big of a role does politics play in your life? Wouldn't it be great to say, not very much? Unfortunately, it does play a big part in all of our lives on every single level. And we're coming up to another presidential election year, the biggest kind, where people are really focused on what's happening. What's happening across the country is 1 in 6 now, according to census figures, are in the throes of poverty. We live in the United States of America, 1 in 6. And who knows, those numbers could be even skewed a little low. Could actually be more than that. But I think it's a sad commentary on where we are. So think about it. When you say that you don't want to get involved, you're sick of it, you're not in the middle of the conversation, you are in the middle of this conversation because it affects you in some way, trust me. For sure we know it's going to affect you in your wallet with a tax situation. Do you want to go up a bracket? Do you want to go up just a little bit? Do you want to lose some of the things that you now need to use as deductions on your taxes, like the mortgage credit? You know, the whole idea was everybody could have a shot at the so-called American dream, which was to own your own home. And now more than ever, people are renting because they don't want to deal with having a home because they're not getting the breaks. They're having to pay heavier taxes in their individual areas. And if that mortgage credit were to go away, it's not so much the wealthy people that would be stuck with this. It would be the middle class and even lower than that, because that deduction for what they're paying can play a very big part in what they end up getting back in their return, if they're going to get anything back, or at least breaking even, let's say. But we're not talking about taxes here in the very top of this hour of America Tonight. Let's talk about a couple of other things that are big on the political scene. And this story you're going to hear a lot about. A lot of people are going to speculate as to whether or not this shows us that it is time for change. And people who even call themselves independent, or they call themselves a Democrat, might not be voting for this president again. Because Republicans had a major, major upset win. This was in a House race that could be called perhaps a referendum of things to come, and specifically on the president's economic policies. So a retired media exec and a definite political novice, Bob Turner, knocked off a Democratic state assemblyman in a special election on Tuesday to fill the seat that was left vacant by Congressman Anthony Weiner, who had been in that spot 7 times and would have been easily reelected, who had to resign in June after his whole sexting scandal thing. You know, the whole Facebook deal and all of that. So what happened is that Turner upset, as I said, the Democratic assemblyman that people were very familiar with. His name is David Weiprin. And he didn't have enough horses to get it, because this is a very, and this is why this could become a sign of things to come. This was a very heavily Democratic district. It's in parts of Queens and Brooklyn. Do you know that they have never, ever sent a Republican to the House, ever? What Turner said is that he would bring business practicality back to D.C. and forget taxes. He would push back on taxes and on spending. So this race really should have been a layup for the Democrats because they have a 3-to-1 ratio in that district. 3-to-1. And Wieprin is a Orthodox Jew and member of a prominent Queens political family. So he seemed like he would fit like a glove in this working class area, which is, by the way, 40% Jewish and largely white. But I think this showed the frustration with Obama. And he was constantly put on the defense. And could this mean that this is a sign of things to come? Think about this. So he was also, this Wieprin is 56 years old Turner, 70-year-old Catholic. And what he ran on was this, pushing back on all the Obama policies if he's elected, the two main ones, spending, taxes. Now, he did get a big endorsement. The mayor, former mayor of the city, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for Turner, pushed for him big time. And Wieprin was in the middle of a couple of different disputes that hurt him with some of the Jewish voters, too. Over Israel was one, over gay marriage, that became a hot-button issue for him, too, because one of the things that he wanted to vote on, or one of the things that he did vote on in the assembly, was to legalize gay marriage. And in July, as you all know, New York became one of 6 states to recognize same-sex nuptials. So there was some blowback on that, too. But the Democratic Party had former President Bill Clinton, also the governor, Andrew Cuomo. They were doing phone calls for Wieprin, and they were involved in a few other things. But this spells trouble for the Republicans because it's very surprising. I just told you the specific demographics of that area. And people didn't care. They voted for this man who had no experience, Turner, in business, lots of experience, but not any experience in the political sense. But that didn't matter. The people spoke, and they wanted the political novice, Bob Turner, to take the spot over Anthony Weiner. And like I said, who knows if what this means, what kind of a sign this is coming up in the next elections. But I have to think that it doesn't bode well and has to make some key Democratic folks very, very nervous. All right, this one is worth mentioning, too, here right from the get-go. We have some other neat things that are going to happen this hour as we continue through, including because so many of you have written to me and asked me about what's going on with my weight loss thing as I'm trying to really get in some good shape here and take away my excuse for late night card playing on the weekend, which leads to a few too many chips, and you get what I call that little Buddha pouch, you know, men and women get. Just a little Buddha pouch, but one that you want to go away. You want to knock off that 15 pounds or so. And I have an interesting solution to that. A product that I pay for that works for me. You're going to hear about that coming up later this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Well, as you all know, each and every show we go inside the Beltway with some true insiders from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman, who joined us from Tampa and the site of the latest Republican debate, sponsored, of course, by the Tea Party, all over CNN. CNN jumped in as a part of this, too. And now people are, even a day later and probably a couple days later, handicapping what went on in the debate. And if Rick Perry, who had the bullseye on his back because he is the front runner, if he still a day later emerges as the guy who possibly did the best, and that's what Jeff Holtzman and I discussed when we last were talking here on these airwaves. Jeff, what do you think? Now you've had time to assess this. You jumped on a plane. You're back in the belly of the beast, so to speak, in D.C. Do you think if you had to, you know, you're a writer, and you're writing this story for the Washington Post, and you just flat out have to, you know, rank this 1 through 3. How do you think it falls down? Who absolutely walked away with this?
Oh, God. Well, that's a really big promotion. That's a sudden promotion. I was hoping to maybe get like a mid-range, mid-level job and then move up. But I'll take it. And I'll take your assignment. And I think what we talked about last night, you know, here's the interesting thing. I was live blogging it. So when you're live blogging, you're trying to capture it all. But then what I did was afterwards I went back and I reread transcripts and I watched a lot of the replays of key segments of the debate. And I got to say, I changed my mind. I really think that Mitt Romney had the best debate, not really so much because of anything magnificent or grand that he said. I mean, he obviously laid out his job plan and his plan to grow the economy, which is good. I mean, you want to put forth specifics in these debates. It's only a limited amount of time, so the more you can do on that, the better. But I thought that the fact that all other seven candidates seem to be tearing down Rick Perry, I think put a couple clinks in his armor. And I think that, you know, if you're looking at the top two candidates right now as being the choice between Rick Perry and Mitt Romney, Perry's now got some baggage, I think, that he's got to deal with and has to defend. And I think that opens it up more for Mitt Romney to creep back up in the polls. Now, we haven't seen much polling come out you know, since last night in the last 24 hours or so. So I'll be very interested to see, you know, how he does when the new numbers come out. But going back, I gotta change my mind. I'm going with Romney on this one.
All right, Romney. Yeah, I thought you were blinded by the governor of Texas's light that has been shining down on him. So you have reassessed. Interesting. I even saw on Drudge there was a link where it said Texas thumping in Tampa. And
yeah.
Then, you know, went on from there. And I think you're right. There's things he'll take away from that. I mean, there's still obviously a lot of support for Perry. And we're still, what, 14 months away from another election. You were in Tampa, and Tampa is the site of the convention in August. So some interesting things are going to happen between now and next year, no doubt about it, on the Republican side of things. I mean, eventually it narrows down. And this is a good question. This is something I've been, you know, chewing on and talking to people about. When do you think that this funnel narrows? I mean, do you see this narrowing? I think by the wintertime, for sure, some of these people have to drop off. I mean, they have to let go.
Well, the interesting thing is, yes, we're technically just only under, you know, a little under 14 months before the election next November, but we're actually, you know, we're less than 5 months from the Iowa caucus, which is scheduled, from what I'm hearing, to take place at the end of January. So it's closer than you think, and I think by Iowa we'll get a clearer picture. You'll probably have one or two of the candidates, probably one of them or so, drop out by then. And then Iowa, whoever does, you know, badly in Iowa, that'll probably knock a couple others out. And then they'll go from there. You saw what happened, in 2008 when Mike Huckabee won Iowa, but then he dropped out shortly after. So I don't know if we're necessarily going to get a repeat of that, but you could. I mean, you could see Michelle Bachmann, for instance, win Iowa and then drop out later. I mean, I don't think right now Michelle Bachmann is the favorite to win the nomination, but she could pull Iowa. Likewise in New Hampshire. You could see Mitt Romney win New Hampshire. That seems to be familiar territory for him. And, you know, something miraculous, something weird could happen, and he could be out later on like he was in 2008. So I would say don't hold your breath. It's not going to happen tomorrow. And in fact, there's just another debate coming up the road in 10 days, another one in Florida, in fact. So we'll get a whole lot. I mean, these candidates will be completely oversaturated to us by the time this is all, you know, settled.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's switch gears and talk about the other side. Our current President Obama in Ohio. He's hitting a couple of states. Actually, this is the first one that he went to try to push his jobs package. Do you know anything about how well that's been received or not? I heard that it was kind of a 50-50 deal. Obviously, when he's out speaking, there are people that are pro-Obama and support the president, and they're there in droves. But I heard in some other places he wasn't received as well.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting talking to Republican lawmakers after the big job speech last Thursday in the Capitol. And, you know, most of them were pretty much dead set against the plan. I mean, most of them are calling it another stimulus. And I think a lot of them are suffering from sticker shock. I mean, it's a $447 billion price tag, and that's expensive. I think there might be some Republicans who support this thing, but those that do, I think, are going to want it done in a piecemeal fashion. They're going to want to take elements here and there and pass those. And I'm not so sure right now that the administration is willing to give in and concede on that. And in fact, today, you know, Jay Carney, aboard Air Force One, told reporters that the president wouldn't necessarily veto a piecemeal bill. But then the White House came out and told reporters that they're going to push as hard as they possibly can to get Republicans in Congress to pass the whole thing as it is. They're really going to try aggressively on this front. Today, the president was in Ohio selling this plan. He talked today a lot about the benefits to education. For instance, there's $25 billion in the plan that would go to refurbishing and renovating public schools. So the president talked a lot about the need to fix and repair ventilation systems, for instance, was something that got picked up by a lot of news outlets. So it's going to be some time. The president obviously still has to put forth his proposals for deficit reduction and, you know, the means of paying for this plan. It's expected that he'll put those details out next week, and he'll call for about $2 trillion worth of savings over the next 10 years and then take that to the super committee and have them get to work on it. And they've got till Thanksgiving to come up with their plan. So there's a lot of moving parts here. But I don't think it's a very fluid situation. You've got the bill now from the president. You've got to guarantee that he's going to put out some solutions on deficit reduction. Now it's up it's pretty much the ball is in Congress's court, and we'll see what they do.
Yeah, it's we're always saying that we'll see what they do or what they don't do if that trigger goes off before the end of the year. Speaking of triggers, Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, as you know, Jeff, told senators that she had no knowledge of the Fast and Furious gun tracking program while it was operational, not until everything exploded, if you will. Sadly, after the U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed, and we talked about this a ton on America Tonight, in the line of duty in Arizona in December of last year, and we know what's happened now, where the weapons have wound up and whatnot, and various people attached to this that have been promoted. So now it's a blame game that's going on, and I guess part of it is certainly because Daryl Issa is showing no let up on this. He continues to push and push and push to say, listen, we want to get to the bottom of this. Do you think this investigation happens or dies on the vine, or there's still going to be some people that have to answer questions, which is why Napolitano had to talk to senators about it?
Well, I think it could. I think you could ultimately end up seeing Attorney General Eric Holder having to testify before Congress because, I mean, he is the top of the food chain in terms of the Justice Department. And there are, you know, there are allegations out there that he might have known about this program. Now, Janet Napolitano, like you said, denied any knowledge of this before it had been discovered that Brian Terry, the ATF agent who was killed in Arizona, you know, those guns were at that crime scene. That's when she said she first knew about it. She said she is declining to comment on it further until the Department of Justice Inspector General's office completes its independent review of the operation, which, of course, that investigation was ordered by Eric Holder. So this could be just an attempt by the DOJ to cover this up if, in fact, they knew of anything. But this is these are allegations at this point. Nothing has been proven. I can tell you that not only Daryl Issa, but Senator Chuck Grassley, Senate Judiciary Committee, is another guy who's really spearheading the effort to investigate this issue. This is not the last that we've heard of it. You've already had, you know, you've already had sort of the dog and pony show with all the ATF agents that testified before Congress earlier this summer. You've seen the interim leader of the ATF get reassigned and replaced. But there's still that unknown element out there as to whether top officials at DOJ, including Holder, knew.
All right. I know what I think I know. I think somebody, whether it's Napolitano, Holder, Clinton, whoever, Obama, somebody in the administration had to have known something about what went on there. It's not the low-level guys, and I know many of you are chomping at the bit to chime in. 800-259-5791. We'll keep an eye on that one. Jeff Holtzman, as always, terrific stuff from Talk Radio News. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jake.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When was the first bowl game played in college football? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The first bowl game ultimately to determine a national champ was in 1902. That's when Michigan beat Stanford 49-0. It was so embarrassing for Michigan to pummel Stanford the way they did, they felt sorry for him. They put 8 minutes back on the clock to end the Cardinal misery. So fast forward to 1998, and it was the formation of the BCS, or the Bowl Championship Series, formed by the NCAA. That decisively crowned a true college football champion. To be eligible for a bowl, a team had to win by at least 6 games during the season. Then they're invited to a bowl game based on their conference ranking and the tie-ins that the individual conference has to each bowl game. In 2010, there were 33 bowl games played in all. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Show in the 70s, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. In fact, if you go to Minneapolis, you'll see a statue of Mary Tyler Moore. That theme song at the end where she throws her hat into the air And she's immortalized, as I said, in a statue in Minneapolis. It's pretty cool. And I often wonder how many younger people that go by that statue even know who she is. But that show turned out to be one that had a lot of legs in syndication and still is in syndication playing. You go to TV Land and some other places and you can catch it. So each and every week, Stephen Shohat, our man in Hollywood, joins us. We have so much fun with Stephen talking about things in the future, things in the past, and all things Hollywood. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, very good, Kate. How are you?
The Mary Tyler Moore Show, you heard me say that. I was in Minneapolis, saw that statue, and I thought, wow, that's really cool, because she was so identified, I guess, with that city. And that show just really took off like gangbusters, didn't it? Right from the beginning.
Yeah, it had a little problem at the beginning. They didn't get the best reaction right away. But what they did was they sort of played to the strengths of the actors. Like Rhoda, for example, Valerie Harper was supposed to be Mary's nemesis. But rather than have that come out, they sort of made them, they made Rhoda sort of sardonic, but at the same time, you could tell that she really loved Mary. So they just changed a few things and played to the actor's strengths. Another one was Gavin McLeod. He, as Murray, he was supposed to be very jealous of Mary, but again, they liked him so much personally, Mary and Grant Tinker did, that they made him a very nice guy. And then Ted Baxter, the Ted Knight character, was supposed to be Mary's love interest. And then the way Ted Baxter was played in sort of that pompous way that was based on a few newscasters, a newscaster in L.A. at the time named Jerry Dunphy and another one named George Putnam, they took that character in a different direction, too. So things really developed on that show, the chemistry between the actors, and it did catch on. It was never the highest-rated show, but it had the just a great likability quotient. And one of the things, of course, to me, of all the episodes, there's one that just really stands out, and that's the one where Chuckles the Clown dies. And that was, as far as I'm concerned, Mary Tyler Moore's most amazing moment on TV. And what happened with that episode was they didn't have enough material. And so the actors, like Ed Asner and Gavin McLeod, would crack up laughing and extend the scenes because the audience would join them in the laughter. And, of course, they're laughing at something that's kind of inappropriate, this man dying who happens to be a clown. And then, of course, at the end, you see Mary Tyler Moore laughing when she's not supposed to at the funeral. And it's just, for the actors, I don't know if that was their favorite episode, but for the audience, I think that one resonated the most.
How many years did that show run? Do you remember?
7 years. 7 years. Wow. And of course, what happened was people came and went. Valerie Harper went off to do her own show. And then, of course, they brought in the hysterical character, Betty White, who was just supposed to be on one show and was personally friends with Mary Tyler Moore. And they were worried about hiring her because people around Mary Tyler Moore said, well, what if she's no good? You'll have to fire her. She won't get the part. And Mary said, well, you know, that's her risk she has to take as an actress. And she came in and just was hysterical. And characters were added on. Also, Ted's wife, played by Georgia Engel, came in too. And it probably could have gone on for a few more years, but the people around Mary Tyler Moore really wanted to quit the show, and there were personal things going on in Mary Tyler Moore's life, and so she ended up leaving, and she, I think she was sorry about it, actually.
Mm. And I mentioned how in syndication now other people have picked it up, and it's interesting what sometimes happens to these sitcoms in syndication. I want to make sure that we get to this. Eddie Murphy hosting the Oscars, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I mean, obviously, his career slowed down a bit. I mean, he's got a big movie coming out called Tower Heist. And it's directed by Brett Ratner, and Brett Ratner just happens to be producing the Oscars this year, and so Eddie seemed like a good fit. And, of course, hopefully he'll be really, really funny. One of the things that happened to Eddie Murphy, and he talked about this, was that after he became a big star with the Beverly Hills Cop movies, he surrounded himself with a big entourage. And that happens, of course, to a lot of Hollywood stars. And he said, you know, these guys laugh at whatever I say, because if they don't, I'm going to fire them. And it keeps me from from knowing all the time, or I should say he said they're afraid I'm going to fire them. That's a better way of putting it. But he said that kept him from knowing all the time how funny if he was still edgy. And of course, in the old days when he was making videos like Delirious and Raw, he would play the clubs for months and months and hone that material. And then there was this sort of removal into stardom for him. And he thought that was one of the reasons maybe why his career went down. In fact, one of the things he really enjoyed when he played the Nutty Professor was being in that fat outfit, that disguise, going off on his own, getting away from the trappings of stardom, leaving the entourage behind, going into parks, playing with kids as Sherman Klemp. So getting that edge back and yet keeping it in a family way will be interesting to see if he can pull it off. Now, the thing about the Oscars, Kate, I still say the host is not the big thing. The problem with the Oscars, in my point of view, is that they don't give enough information about the movies, that the movies that are made have so many interesting background stories that they could share with the audience, and instead they make it like this, party for insiders, and the audience is bewildered, I think, as to what's going on. Who are these people? I mean, like when Christian Bale won the Oscar for playing Dickie Ward, he's giving a shout out to Dickie Ward, and if the audience has not seen the movie, they don't know what he's referring to. And I think if they gave more information, it wouldn't matter who the hosts were. It would just be a much more interesting show. And so I don't know if Eddie Murphy will solve that, but of course he's capable of doing a great job.
Wow, interesting. Great point of view on that. I agree with you. I think if you didn't know anything about Hollywood, but you're kind of interested in, oh, the stars are coming together, and I'm kind of interested in a few of these movies, or I saw one or two, and you watch it, you would have no idea. You are clueless. It is definitely, you just nailed it. It is an insider's party, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, I have a chapter in my book, Hollywood Stories, called Oscar Stories, and the tales of people working on getting on what kind of work they put into it and how they got involved with the movie and who was cast and things like Anthony Hopkins meeting Katharine Hepburn back when they made the movie The Lion and Winner, and thinking she was such a bizarre characters swimming nude twice a day in the Irish Sea and saying, hey, you feel so terrible, how wonderful it is, and sort of keeping that oddball personality of Katharine Hepburn's in mind and then injecting that into the character of Hannibal Lecter to a certain extent. You know, things like that, the audience could be informed about things like that, and I think the show would be much better, you know, there's just so many fascinating stories. Like last year, the background of a movie like The King's Speech is just tremendous. I mean, what went into it with I don't know if I have time to tell the whole story now, but David Seidler, I think we talked about it on your show before, that he had a stutter, and so he identified with King George's stutter, and that inspired him to do the screenplay. But unfortunately for him, the Queen Mother asked him not to do it while she was alive, and she ended up living to the age of 101. it delayed things and caused professional problems for him, even though he was a good subject and honored the Queen Mother's wishes. They're just, again, a myriad of tales you can tell.
Yeah, and you are the chief storyteller, my friend. Stephen Shohead is the author of Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. If you haven't picked up his book, pick it up. He will join us again next week. Stephen, thank you so much.
You got it.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know, I've talked about this a bunch. Tired of carrying around a little pooch, and you can relate to that. You know, you get that beer belly thing going on, playing a lot of cards, and instead of mixing the beer or two, you have you have too many beers, and you have too many cocktails, and too much crappy food, more than the cocktails, to eat. And before you know it, you have a zillion excuses for why you have a beer belly that you're carrying around. So I decided to do something about it, and several of you have emailed me about Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's the name of it. I'm going to say it again. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And this is what I carry around with me. For example, today I was playing in a golf tournament, and I had it in the water bottles that I was carrying with me. And it was great because it happened to be 107, 108 degrees, so pretty tough conditions, you might say. And it helped. It gave me that, first of all, it fills me up. That's the thing that's happened that we've talked about with Ben, Pharmacist Ben, when he comes on every week. And I'm really starting to see the effects of it. The thing of feeling full and, I guess, hydrated is really, really working for me. This is where we picked up from last time around, Ben. Remember, we were talking about what it is that the tangerine does to you.
I like to think of it as satiety, but satiety just being a fancy word for satisfaction. You want to hit your body's and your brain specifically, your brain's satisfaction buttons, and your brain will feel satisfied under certain conditions. And when you reach those conditions, you just won't want the ice cream anymore. As hard as that is to believe, You won't want French fries. You won't want ice cream. You'll be able to have one little potato chip and be able to say no for the rest. And that's the ideal situation, because I hate willpower, as I've said it before. To me, has this horrible connotation of this battle going on inside your body, and you always lose. We always lose. The body always wins. And if it needs French fries, if it's feeling like it's not satisfied in terms of its basic nutrients, like fats, like minerals, and like sugars and protein to a certain extent, it's going to send you over to the French fries. And here's a really interesting thing, Kate. The foods we all love are foods that have been manipulated artificially through processing and through clever food chemistry to hit our satiety buttons without meeting our nutritional needs. And by those foods I'm talking about are French fries, potato chips, processed foods of all kinds. These are foods that food chemists have strategically manipulated to hit that hot button, that satiety button, but to keep hitting the hot button because it never meets our nutritional needs, which is why, like the Lay's commercial used to say, bet you can't eat just one. If people knew how sneaky that was and what they're doing to keep us eating those potato chips and those French fries, they would be really upset, as well they should be. So the way you want to fight that urge is by giving yourself the nutrient, the hot button, hitting the hot buttons while giving yourself the nutrients that your body's looking for. And the way you do that is by making sure you're getting salt, Celtic sea salt or some kind of good salt, making sure that you're getting oil, essential fatty acid oil, and making sure that you're getting good sugars from vegetables, and making sure, most of all, that you're getting a high concentration, a dense nutritional supplement that doesn't provide a heavy caloric load, calories, which is why I love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because it gives you the nutrients that your body's looking for with no calories. And when you combine the Beyond Tangy Tangerine with something like veggie sticks and oil and lots of salt and spices, it's incredibly satisfying. You hit those satiety hot buttons, you meet your body's nutritional needs, and it makes it a heck of a lot easier to say no to the French fries and the potato chips and the pizza that otherwise it would be almost impossible to say no to.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because this is what happened to me today. You know, I'm with a bunch of guys. I was the only woman playing in this tournament. There were 70 some of us. I want to say there were 75. And all along the way, they did a great job of it, but all along the way, they had laid out all kinds of food. Yeah, Gatorade and all that. I mean, there was water, but there was also fruit soaked in vodka.
Oh,
there was shrimp, coconut shrimp.
Oh,
there was all kinds of things. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You never would have been able to resist that if you didn't have the good fats and nutritional supplementation. You want to hear a funny story about fruits? I had Bill Romanowski used to play for the Broncos, right?
Yeah.
Becker. Right? He told me this funny story. I don't know if he'll appreciate me telling this, but he said that when they played for the Broncos, they used to make sure that the other team had orange slices at halftime. Lots of orange slices. Isn't that funny? He said they made absolutely sure that the opposing team would get orange slices. And I thought that was so funny because everybody thinks orange slices are really good, and they don't realize that orange slices are filled with sugar and they make you crash. It's the last thing you want to eat if you're interested in athletic performance.
Right, right. And you're right. People don't realize that because they think they're eating
fruit, right?
Healthy. Yeah, it's true.
I know.
And it's funny because even at the driving range, guess what they had? Oranges.
Yeah, exactly. No. And you know what? And juices are the worst, is because they're like, they don't even have the fiber in them. So your point is so well taken, Katie. When you meet your body's nutritional needs, it will be easy to withstand those urges. Otherwise, it's almost impossible. And I'll go so far as to say it is impossible, because the brain is hardwired to go for fat, it's hardwired to go for sugar, and it's hardwired to go for salt. Just try, for your listeners, just try some Brussels sprouts slightly steamed with butter and salt and a little bit of spice if you like pepper or whatever your favorite spice is. It is so satisfying and it's so delicious. It makes the greatest snack, so tasty, lightly sauteed in butter. Can you just taste that?
Yeah, I like Brussels sprouts, and especially that way.
Make sure you use sea salt.
Yeah, it does. It really tastes really great. And people have been asking me, so I want to make sure I say this. To get Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because everyone keeps saying, what are you taking? What are you doing? And I keep saying this, you know, I'm buying the product. So I'm buying it. I'm invested in this. You go to americatonightteam.com and you can get Beyond Tangy Tangerine there. Monday night was a huge night. Sunday night was a blowout numbers night, Sunday night football. The Dallas Cowboys taking on the New York Jets. I watched that game. We could talk about that game and the numbers. You know, there are this captive audience, and somebody told me today in the pizza business is, besides what they always do anyway at the Super Bowl, that they delivered some of the most pizzas they've ever delivered in the New York metropolitan area and in Dallas, Texas as well. So how do you resist those kinds of urges?
Pizza
same
is
thing?
A classic example of a food that hits all the hot buttons. It's got the sugar from the dough.
Yeah.
It's got the oil from the cheese, and it's got lots of salt. So, and between the tomatoes and the salt they put on top of it and from the cheese. So it hits all the hot buttons. So what you got to do is you got to make sure that you're well salted up. And one of the worst things you could do is be on a low salt diet. By low salt, I mean avoiding all salt. You want to balance your sodium with potassium. They say low salt. They typically mean sodium chloride. You need salt, especially if you're under stress. That's a very important point, by the way. The more stress you're under, the higher your need for salt. And if you don't get salt, if you don't get salt nutritionally and minerals count as salt, you're going to go for the pizza. Same with the oils from the cheese and same with the sugar. So what you want to do is you want to give yourself some kind of very gentle, safe sugar. And that usually comes from a vegetable. Pick your favorite vegetable. Carrots and beets are a little much for sugar, but if you have to do carrots and beets, do carrots and beets. The best are Brussels sprouts, celery, cucumber, pepper, especially red pepper, all these sweet kind of vegetables. Then mix those vegetables with oil and mix it all together with salt and spices. And throw it all together in like a salad sort of fashion, kind of mix it all together. So you hit all of your hot buttons, you meet your body's need for fats, you meet your body's need for salt, you meet your body's need for sugar without having to go for the pizza, and wash it all down with your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you do that correctly, if you do, say, enough of it, maybe a bowl of peppers and cucumber and whatever your favorite vegetable is, I like steamed Brussels sprouts or broccoli, you mix it together with salt and spices, you will find it so satisfying and so clean and so light that if you do enough of it, you're not going to want to go near a piece of pizza.
Yeah, and that's key because, you know, that's what helps the whole thing of packing on the pounds is what you're talking about. So I guess there's a couple lessons here. You take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then we talk about what satisfies you, and just have the other snacks ready instead.
Use vegetables, the combination of vegetables, oil, and salt as your snack, and then wash it down with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, if you throw in a very, 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 very tiny little bit of motivation, like you want this to happen, I guarantee you, with 100% certitude, you will be able to withstand a slice of pizza put right in front of your eyes if you have enough vegetables, oil, and salt, and just a touch of motivation.
Right. So it's that thing. It's just like we talked about. If there's something else, if there's some alternative,
right,
and you see it starting to work, because that's also the thing, too. Once you see it starting to work, boy, what a difference that makes. All right, so go to americatonightteam.com, because, again, I know I'm going to get pummeled with these emails. That's where you can order. They have a product, easy to grab the product, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it's quite a good steal. It's very reasonable. It really, really is. Then next week we'll be talking about all kinds of other things. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Pleasure to be with you.
All right, thank you.
Have a beautiful night.